Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel.
Ricky.
Yeah.
You're a dumbass. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye now.
Holly.
I finally got boobs and a butt back.
And Scotty the Body.
Am I not as cool and good-looking as I think I am?
The Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
No, my tongue feels too big today.
Only from Hot 101.5.
Give me Kit Kat or give me death.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Why you mad, Scott?
I'm not mad.
Why you mad?
Why would I be mad?
Holly, you missed it.
What
Scott
happened?
Had a meltdown before we started
I did
the
not
podcast.
Have a
you
meltdown.
Did. I mean, you literally were like throwing a tantrum on the floor.
I like making noises.
Wait no.
I just shut my computer and I've moved aside all my things and my hands are now folded and my attention is directed at you.
So
what's going on?
Apparently Scott doesn't think that my TikTok video was good enough to get all the votes. And literally when you left the studio, he was like, wait, what did you say?
I said, look, I don't think yours is bad. I'm very proud of how all of us did on this new TikTok challenge. I just don't get why people think yours is the best. I'm not even going to get myself on the high horse.
No,
you know
no, go
I'm
ahead. Get
on the horse.
Get on your high horse. Get
can
on
we,
your high
can
horse.
We, can we, before we get into this, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, hi. I'm Miguel.
Mm-hmm. I'm Holly.
I'm Scotty.
Now, what we're talking about is our TikTok Tuesday challenge.
Coming in guns a-blazing.
I see that. I'm here to give us a little rational perspective.
Okay.
So we do this TikTok challenge every week, and Scotty picks out which video, which challenge we're going to do. And this one was the Wipe It Down Challenge. I was like, wipe the mirror? That's not right. The Wipe It Down Challenge, where you're like spritzing a mirror with Windex and you like wipe, wipe, and then when it goes wipe it down, you change into some other version of yourself in the mirror. And then upon another wipe you change wipe, back.
Wipe it down. Wipe, 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 wipe it down. Wipe.
And why are you so mad, Scott? What do you think? Mine is so freaking awful that there's no way.
Let me go ahead and remind you. I said yours is good.
Okay, let me continue. So that's how the challenge goes. So we all did it, and Miguel's is normal Miguel wiping. Then he switches to the Black Power Ranger with like you know karate looking moves, and then back to Miguel. Scott's is regular Scott wiping, and then it turns into a legit full face of makeup clown.
All out, dressed up, wig, makeup, shirt.
The whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it does appear that I would say a lot, we all got a lot of people saying us, you know, I got a lot, Scotty got a lot, Miguel, I would say probably got the most. Because we always say who has the best one, and everybody seems to have really appreciate Miguel's. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
go ahead.
If you guys want to continue on with your fight now,
all
now you
I'm
can.
All I'm going to say is if we're looking at pure like creativity, putting in effort, like again, Miguel, this is not saying yours is bad. But I sat in a chair while my girlfriend painted my face for like 40 minutes for this video. Mm-hmm. And how long did it take you? Just a question. Just in this
like,
conversation.
Hey, but see, you're missing the point.
No,
don't matter how long it took me because I can't paint a Power Ranger on me.
Okay, then let me change the question. When did you do the challenge?
I did it last night before bed, like I do it every week.
Would you say that you might have forgotten about it until last minute?
No, I didn't. I was planning on it all day. The only reason why I didn't do it is because I needed my boyfriend's help, and he didn't get home until later. And then I had to figure out, because I knew I was going to use a costume, but I didn't know which one I wanted to do. So then I had to think about what I wanted my reaction to be after the fact. And I wanted to be excited because I always wanted to be a Power Ranger. So there was thought behind mine. I didn't just randomly put on a wig and say, oh, here we go. I put thought behind mine.
Are you coming for mine because I have a wig on in mine?
No, not at all. Because I'm just saying, like, my first thought when we first thought, when you first presented it, I was like, oh, well, I'll just put on that little red wig I have and call it a day. And I was like, well, there's no creativity behind it. That doesn't mean anything to me. Mm-hmm. And after I looked through some other ones, I was like, okay, I kind of get a feel for what people are doing. And I always wanted to be a Power Ranger. And I was a Power Ranger for Halloween 2 years ago. So I put thought into mine. Don't come for me, bitch.
All I'm saying, if you're going to look at people that put in the time and the effort and it still comes out crisp and perfect, it's a shame when those accolades aren't brought forth on the table.
Girl, just ask Hillary Clinton about that. She can tell you all about putting in
now
the
you
work.
See, you already okay. bringing in
oh,
politics.
Wow. How did this happen?
You already did this
yeah,
yesterday.
No. And to be fair, like, I feel you, Scott, because I knew that I was going to, I just automatically figured mine would take way longer of a time than both of yours because of the makeup that I was going to have to put mm-hmm. in. You putting on the clown makeup, at least you understand what it's like to have to work longer to get possibly either the same or not as good of a result. Because I was already mad when I was putting on makeup. I was like, those bitches. Like, I was calling y'all bitches in my head. I was like, freaking Miguel's going to put on DJ Kitty again. And freaking Scott's going to bust out his little sun hat. And we're going to, I'll call it a day. But no, Holly's got to put on two different coats of makeup. But it's whatever. So I just kind of, I get where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
To get, to like put all that time into something and then to not win, it sucks.
You know, what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to bring to light the struggles that Holly has to go through.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I feel it. I feel your anger. One time, now this is silly because I don't even remember which TikTok Tuesday it was. One time I was winning and Scott was mad about it, but since it's me, he can't be like vocal about it. There's that weird thing like he can be mad at Miguel, but he can't be mad at me. So I don't remember which one it was that I like overwhelmingly won and Scott was like mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see it and I could feel it in the studio and I felt so bad, but I was like, well, you gotta just
I don't.
Well, and that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like it just knowing what all goes into these for the most part, maybe it was the blanket, like the getting a snack challenge. I don't know which.
I wonder if it was the Carole Baskin one.
Maybe it was the Carole Baskin one.
Because you won that challenge. I was like a close second, but I couldn't get my lip sync up to match.
I don't know which one it was.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. My lip sync was on point with that.
Yeah, I was really, when we debuted them that day, I was really pissed because I was like, ah, because like my first clip and my second clip were synced up, but then the middle one where I was like in the bushes, I just couldn't get it to sync up at all.
Yeah.
And so I was like, damn it. And so you can see all this on the Miguel and Holly Instagram.
Maybe we should put all of our TikTok Tuesday challenges into one compilation and put it on YouTube.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well,
every
yeah.
now and then I have one good idea. That's why y'all keep me here.
That's like once.
So I know, and I feel it, because when I saw Miguel's, I was like, oh, Power Ranger. I think just people aren't.
Oh, here we go.
This is
come
why
on.
I did this, because I knew Holly had
what?
Stuff to say.
What?
I think that Miguel's are so typically tragic that it was so, like, it was done well, it was put together well, that it was like, oh, it didn't suck. Miguel wins.
Listen, if that's what I need to skate by and win, I will take it, okay?
There you go. But nobody's discounting yours. I've realized, how, like, when I saw your clown face, I was like, oh, shoot. Like, that was a lot of effort.
You know what really angers me, though? Oh. Beside even the fact.
What angers you,
you
Scott?
Relax, this isn't even a shot fired at you.
Oh,
this is comments that, and again, look, I love all y'all and all your comments and all your votes. But when I see comments of like, oh, couldn't vote for you, because it scared me. I'm like, forget being scared for a second.
Nope.
If you appreciate the art behind it,
you got to know
you
the
can
people.
Vote for it.
You got to know your audience. You got to know your people. People are afraid of clowns.
Oh, me. That's why I did it.
Oh, girl. Now, what did your friend from college say? What did Tone say? Who did he vote for?
So, like a good buddy. This isn't just an acquaintance. Like, we've been friends for years.
Oh, so clearly he voted for
and
you.
And I go down on the comments and he says, I'm sorry, but Miguel has this one hands down. Mm-hmm. Hands down? Mm-hmm. You're going to tell me the other one sucked? Hands down, Miguel wins.
What I don't
walk
love
out the door
is when people are like, no question. And I'm like, no, obviously there's a question because other people have other responses. And here's the only thing that I'll say about mine that just makes me slightly, not irritated, just a little bit put off, is I feel like you need a little explanation with mine and you don't get it with just the video. Whereas on my TikTok or on my Instagram, you can read the caption and understand like what I was going for. Otherwise, it just looks like I was lazy. And I don't like that I look lazy without a description, but what are you going to do? I mean, I was really, that's why I watched my own TikTok like 20 times last night. I loved it. I loved how it came out. So I'm so proud of mine that I don't even care that most people voted for Miguel. I'm like, if y'all aren't picking up on what I'm putting down, that's your loss.
I mean, listen, while both of y'all are getting mad about it, I'm just saying you have to look at the thought that went behind mine, because I actually brought out two different costumes that I was going to wear. And I had an old school Rays jersey that we got a few years ago. And I was going to get like a little baseball hat. But then I was like, that's not personal to me.
Right.
And it doesn't make sense for me to do that because I'm not a baseball person. So, I mean, I put thought into it. So don't think just because I put on a costume.
I didn't think that you didn't put thought into it.
Right.
I also put thought into mine because one of my original thoughts was, because I went in my closet, and this is what I do with these TikTok things. Sometimes I'll just go in my closet and look around and try to get inspiration because I have a crap load of crazy stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Dance recital costumes and whatnot. And I saw this, like Scotty usually has a sun hat. I have this black and white sun hat that looks very similar to the type of hat that Beyonce was wearing in the Formation music video.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
so
that'd be a good
I home. Thought about doing like normal happy-go-lucky white girl me, and then on the swap, doing like that. You know how in the video for Formation, Beyonce's head is down with the hat
that fierce,
and like keeping a middle finger up as I did a swipe? And I was like, ooh, that would be good. But again, I was like, that's not really me. I mean, yes, I do like Beyonce, but I'm like, nobody would say, confuse me for like a stan.
Right.
So and I'm like, and maybe people won't get it if they haven't seen the Formation video. So I had to scrap that. And that's when, here's actually even funnier behind the scenes. I did forget about the TikTok video, which I always do every Tuesday because life gets busy. And I had a busy ass day yesterday. So it was 7, and usually I like to start bedtime at 7 for my daughter, or like 7:30 now that school is not school. And so I was like, oh, shoot, I got to do TikTok. And Maya loves her some TikTok. She does not have one, obviously, but she understands what it is. And so she's like, I want to help. And I was like, no. And at that point, like, usually this is some insight into me. By 7, I've had it.
You're done.
My momming is at like destruction level. And she's like, can I do your, I'll do your makeup for your TikTok. And this is at the point when I was thinking it was going to be Beyonce. And I was like, no, you can't, no, you're not doing it.
Oh, not with middle fingers in it.
No. And I'm like, you're not doing it. So then she kept pushing me. She's like, mom, but can I just do your makeup? I'm really good at makeup. Let me do your makeup. I was like, no, no, you're not doing it. You're going to bed. And she's like, why are you mad now? And I was like, I'm not mad. It's late. We can't start this now. And she's like, but I am really good at makeup and I can make you look like a clown or I could do it really pretty. And I was like, hold on.
Wait. Wait.
And in that moment, I had a complete shift of direction, which is probably very confusing to her. And I was like, go get your makeup. We're doing this now. Go, go. Yay! So then she did my makeup and I did like, it was like, it was a lot for us last night. She didn't get to bed until 8:30.
Oh. Well, I thought everybody's TikToks looked good.
I thought it was great.
I'm just saying that.
I know. I actually, like, in another side of my brain, I also do think this was, like, I enjoyed seeing all these videos. I was like, wow, like, this looks really good.
Like, it looks like we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Which I was like,
cool.
And we got a shout out from Jen Epstein on Fox 13.
Yeah.
On Good Morning Tampa Bay, so she said that they were good, and she said mine was the best. Real quick though, I wanted to continue this conversation because we don't always have time to go into everything on our show on the air because we have to get in songs and commercials and segments and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I can share it after you're done with this.
Okay. Well, let's do this real quick. So I talked about during my radio blog today that someone hit on me at a restaurant I went to yesterday. The server did. They gave me their number. And I told the story on the air, and sometimes this happens because we have to go kind of fast, that when you're storytelling, how it hits your ears isn't the intended effect of how you're telling a story.
Yeah, and it can happen when you are trying to go fast and get all the details in and not give proper time to the emotions and whatnot involved.
And so when I told the story this morning on the show, I was like, well, I called my best friend, my boyfriend, and was like, oh my gosh, this waiter gave me his number at this restaurant. I still got it, and I was peacocking. And he was like, oh my God, that's so awesome, on the phone. And then later that night, and we were drinking, and then he just made jokes, you know, like we made popcorn, and I was like, oh.
Like edgy, sarcastic jokes.
Yeah. Right, like I was like, oh, can you make us some popcorn? He was like, oh, why don't you get Todd to get you popcorn? But on the air, when I told the story, I made him sound a little bit more aggressive than what I meant to.
But you know what? That's storytelling.
True. I mean, it got some people to call in. But then I felt bad because people were like, well, your boyfriend is jealous. And I was like, I don't think so. But then I felt bad. And I'm like, should I not have told him about getting a number? So I wanted to get him on the phone.
Oh.
If somebody gave my girlfriend a number at a restaurant, I would probably ask to go to the restaurant, too.
But you wouldn't. Wouldn't you just take it? Because you know you're not going to go back to the restaurant.
It depends. Like, I've been in situations, like, if, like, somebody knows we're dating, then it's, like, a whole other story.
Well, that's a different thing.
Yeah. But I don't think this person knew. Because my boyfriend asked. He was like, did he
you're
know
Miguel
you from the
Fuller.
Show? Girl, bye.
I don't know.
I'm on the radio. I'm not. Abe?
Why does his phone take so long to connect?
No, he's on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but can you not hear
me? Can you hear me? Hold on. It's probably going to hang up on you. Hold on.
Oh, dear.
This is our phone system. Hell yeah. Just like I thought.
Look at this. Market 18 and our phones don't work. Hold on.
It's a lot of numbers.
Well, that's usually how phone numbers look. I don't know what you were expecting.
It just felt like that took a long time.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, I could hear you before.
Oh, we couldn't hear you for some reason. That's what happens with our phone system. So real quick. What now?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Oh, so we were talking about the number that I got from the waiter at the restaurant yesterday. Don't say his name. Were you mad that I told you that or that it happened? Because I told the story this morning and I may have just in quickly telling a story made you sound like aggressive about it. And then a listener was like, well, he shouldn't have been. How did you feel about it? Because we didn't really talk in depth about it yesterday.
No, I wasn't mad. I would have been mad if you didn't tell me and I found out.
Right, that's what I said. Mm-hmm. I was like, that would have been worse because then it's like you're hiding something and you're not hiding anything.
No.
Like,
It's more like my initial reaction was, oh, who this? I'm going to have to go find out. We're going to have a conversation.
Right. Which I think is probably normal.
Oh, absolutely.
And then this lady tried to, like, make it, like, one of her situations where her man friend or husband or boyfriend or whatever calls this woman at work his, what'd she say?
Work wife?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend work or work girlfriend. Wife. And it's like an elderly lady. And she's like, I'm not mad about that. I'm like, bitch, why would you be mad about that? I know. I'm sorry, Louise. I didn't mean to call you bitch. That's not what I meant. But it's like, that's not the same thing.
Louise's going to come after you now.
Yeah, she probably is because she's already come after Abe. So, like, but it's not the same thing. Like, if your husband is flirting with an elderly lady, I'm guessing there's 0% chance that he could potentially go have an affair with that lady. Wherein, in real life, everyone would be a little bit, feel some type of way about their significant other being hit on by another younger, attractive person because it puts in a little bit of that doubt or jealousy or whatever it is, which is normal.
Did you feel any of that yesterday?
Jealous? Definitely. I'm a very jealous person. So, but I mean, circling back around, it's like, well, my boyfriend's hot and other people see that. So cool.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. It goes both ways. I almost said Did I say both?
Both.
Both.
Both ways.
We're going to go to the booth.
It goes both ways, where you do feel a little bit of like, uh-oh.
Is that the Atlanta Miguel rubbing off on you?
Yes. Yes. I make facial expressions, too, that even my kid now is like, oh, that's Uncle Miguel. Like, I know. But it does. It goes both ways, because you're like, uh-oh, do I need to be on guard for any reason whatsoever because I will defend my home?
Mm.
But then you're also like, I know my person is good looking. I love them. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't someone else? And so you have that dichotomy inside. Inside. I would imagine everyone does. Miguel, you do.
Oh, absolutely, girl.
If the situation was reversed, you would be probably more crazy.
Oh, that restaurant would have been burned down.
Okay.
It wouldn't exist anymore. but it's just, it's so interesting because I've never considered Abe to be like a jealous person. And maybe this digs a little deeper into my psyche because I just am always like, girl, ain't nobody trying to steal me away from you. Like, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Like, you fine. So there's no reason to be jealous. And I've never seen you be jealous or anything. Like, in a playful way, yes, like anybody would, but not in a serious way. So that's why when Louise called in and said that, I was like, no. And then I felt like, oh God, was I wrong for even saying anything about it? If that is how it struck you yesterday.
I think that her reaction was on her. Because of whatever it is that she's been through with her man friend and the old lady at work, or like maybe a prior experience, or maybe on her end, she's dealt with a jealous boyfriend in the past that made it very difficult. Whatever this woman who called in, her own life circumstances led her to make that comment to you, not anything that you said about Abe.
And Luis, if you listen, I don't know if you listen to the podcast, we'd love to hear from you next week. If you want to like follow up with, you know, maybe something did happen, we'd love to be able to share that.
Sometimes people don't even know it. Sometimes if you're really like, you don't really think much about why things happen or how, you don't even know why you're reacting a certain way.
Right, right.
And it could have just triggered something hidden in her, and it was like, well, Abe is being jealous, and if that happens again, don't tell him.
Right.
That could have been her life experience speaking, and she didn't even realize it.
I dare you.
He said, I dare you.
Well, that's the thing. All of us in the studio, as she was like, don't tell him, we were all like, no. I think you've taken this the wrong way. Because I think she did, but it's not her fault. It's just that's where she's coming from.
What would you have done if you just saw that sitting on my nightstand, that little note, Abe?
Oh.
Listen, there would have been a very calm, possibly violent conversation.
That sounds about right.
Calm but violent.
I would have been holding a very large kitchen knife, but speaking very calmly.
Right. You gotta keep your tone calm.
Listen, we have a very fun relationship. You tell.
That's fun.
I love it. Well, you go to work. I know you got a lot of stuff going on, so I'll see you later.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. You look like you wanted to say something.
I want to take this a step further because I guess we'll eventually get to it. Like when I get either aggressive or like if my girlfriend, because I've seen her claws come out like when we've been together at an event and like somebody will come up to me and like, never saw that side. It was kind of cool. But like, have you ever experienced that? Because I know you and your boyfriend Abe go out a good amount to like different clubs, and have you ever been in a situation where somebody's either like giving you the eye or like trying to hit on you, or someone's hitting on your boyfriend? And in that case, since you've already stated that you are more jealous driven, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you get aggressive? Cause, like, that's I think where I'm coming from, I think, with this thought process, because if I saw that, then I like that's when a whole different person takes over me. Where it's like, I just start thinking irrationally. If I was at a bar.
It's like when Hulk pops out.
Yeah. I'm like all nice and getty. But then if I see some like nasty looking dude over trying to talk to my girlfriend.
Oh!
And then Mary has to be like, sun's getting real low, big girl. Sun's getting real low.
You know, I don't. So this stems from me having low self-esteem about myself my entire life where I literally don't think that anyone likes me. Like, there are times now that we'll just be hanging out on the couch and I'll just, you know, have on my night tank top, my man boob hanging out and like my gut hanging out. And I'll be like, how are you with me right now? Like, but obviously it goes more than physical and it's not just about that. But it still is a work in progress for me on how I see myself. And like, I'll make inroads in having a better view of myself and then I'll like go 5 steps back. So I never see it when it happens. Right. So it's happened a couple of times where we've been out before and there was someone who we both know and who's like sort of on the outskirts of our friend group that we've never hung out with before, who's really good looking. And they were chatting with me because we work in the same sort of field. And I, like, in my mind, I'm like, there's no way that this guy would ever be like, hey, Miguel. Because I see who they hang out with. It's all people that look like Scott. And I'm like,
how is that?
Right. Well, they look like that. They hang out with those type of people. So, and this is just in my own warped, low self-esteem mind that like, well, clearly he's not hitting on me. We're just having a nice, like, professional conversation at an event. And we both had been drinking and the conversation had gone on for a while. And then Abe came over and got in the middle of us and was like, hey, so what are y'all talking about? What's going on over here? And I was like, oh, we're just talking about stuff. Like, clearly just aloof on what was going on. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, our whole friend group is looking over at us like, Miguel, you were talking to that man for way too long. And in my mind, I was like, no, we're just colleagues talking about broadcasting stuff.
Yeah, but you're not seeing it from all the other perspectives.
I'm not. So that's how he reacts when it's happened to him. I always think it's like hot that I'm like, look, I'm dating someone so good looking that other people are hitting on him. So to me, that's how I've reacted in the past when it's happened. Now, when the situation was a little bit kind of higgly-piggly, because when we first got together, he was living with his business partner, who also her son was his ex.
Yep.
And And we were, like, all friends before Abe and I got together, and so I knew their, like, relationship, friendship. I knew there was nothing going on, but then as soon as it got in a relationship, there was, like, a switch that flipped, and immediately in my mind, I was like, well, they're doing it. Clearly, when I'm not around, they're doing it. When they weren't.
Well, it's a vulnerability thing.
Yeah. Right, and so that's when my jealous side came out. And so I would be, and there were a couple times we first got together that I would look through his phone, and it was, like, the most boring everything that he has on his phone.
Did you ever tell him that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't. It was so long ago now. Literally, this was at the very beginning of our relationship. So I don't know if I would have told him at that point. I feel like I have, but I don't remember. So if you're listening, I went through your phone when we first got together. But now he knows. I don't know his password to anything, so I wouldn't.
Does he have a password lock on his phone?
He does, yeah. Well, because he has the, like you have
the
to.
The face recognition?
The face, yeah. That's that.
No, I think it's cool that you're open with it and you could talk about it, and like obviously there's steps to getting, you know, farther along with it.
Right.
It's just, I think it's interesting how all of us kind of, we have different ways of going about it. Because I've noticed since I've went into a long distance relationship, like before when my girlfriend and I were together for 3 years before she went to Virginia for dental school, like I could care less about literally I was pretty good for somebody that came from a relationship where it was constantly tension and jealousy into this one, very comfortable, trust through on the walls. But after she went on long distance, I knew, like, I took a huge step back, and it was constantly like I had to correct myself in thinking and had to really think through before saying to make sure, like, I was checking myself before, like, this gigantic jealous monster was coming out when there was never really a problem. So it's just interesting to see, like, you know, how is it functioning now after so many years?
Holly, how do you treat those situations?
I always said that I was never a jealous person because I felt like, and you know why it was? I had never been burned before. And I feel like it takes getting a little bit burned in order to be a little cautious. And so there was a period of time where I did get burned, and then all those same things that y'all are talking about popped out. And I was suddenly the phone goer through her. Mm-hmm. And I was suddenly the, okay, I'm going to put my Quantico hat on, and I will look at timestamps and Facebook posts and likes, and I'm going to dig mm-hmm. because I will hunt you down.
Mm.
But that's not who I am.
Yeah. No.
Like, my normal... Like, my healthy, normal person is not that and dislikes that.
Yeah.
So when I became that, I started to dislike who I was becoming. But it was because I was faced with, you know, a situation where I got a little bit burned. Mm-hmm. And so I have been, I can see both sides.
Yeah.
Like, I've been on both sides now. And I've also been on the side of having suspicion on what I'm doing for different reasons.
Right.
Some for like absolutely nothing, which really sucks because then you're like, what else do you want me to do? And some that's valid.
Right.
And I'd be like, nothing's happening.
It's great.
I have a long, sordid, woven history. But yeah, so I've been mm-hmm. on all the sides now and I can see how it happens. So it sucks when you're in a position where you feel like you have a reason to feel that way. You
right.
know what I mean?
It's
like
such a horrible sinking feeling. And I remember the last time that I felt like that in a relationship to where I remember just being at work and just always being like, are they cheating? Like, is something happening? And then I remember that one time that it did happen. It was like my worst fears confirmed, which that's why I feel like I've come a long way. Because of what I went through,
yeah.
where when you have that gut feeling, and I'm gonna try to leave some details out because I know that this person that I was with at the time was going through their own stuff,
uh-huh.
and that's not my story to tell, so that's why I don't want to reveal too much.
Right.
But at the time, and this was some years ago, we were doing the show.
This was like 4 years ago?
Maybe 6 or 7.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a while ago. So
maybe it was 5 or 6. Okay.
We were at work, and I just had this... we were literally in the middle of a break talking on the air, and something just, like, slapped me in my face, and it was just like, they're cheating. And I was like, the hell? And by this point, like, I didn't know of anything. Like, there was really nothing super suspicious that I should have thought of. And so long.
And at that point, you're like, is this intuition or
right.
is this my own mind's creation?
My crazy jealousy.
Right.
Long story short, without giving too many details, got home, found out that, yes, they had every intention of cheating. They had basically created a Craigslist ad to try to invite someone over to my pool, the public pool, into the bathroom to do some anonymous things.
Right.
Oh. Okay. And so all the details were there. I confronted them about it. They said no at first, and they said yes, and then we went back and forth. And, like, I remember I felt broken after that.
Yeah.
And so then, like, every gut feeling or every like, and I can distinctly remember what that feeling is. It's like something that happens in like the middle of your stomach.
Mm.
It's like a boom, something's happening. And you're like, oh shit, how do I figure this out? And I will never forget that feeling. And then after we weren't together anymore, thinking, if that feeling ever comes to me, I'm going to investigate. I'm going to figure it out. But if it keeps happening, then I know something is wrong and I don't need to be in the situation, even if they keep denying it.
Right.
Because my gut led me in the right direction at that time.
Yeah.
So those sort of situations, it's so tricky.
It really is tricky because a lot of times the person's obviously going to deny it unless you present them with proof.
Absolutely. And they did.
Yes.
I literally had proof and they were like, no.
Yeah, no.
And
no.
It wasn't until I kept pressing them and I was like, you need to tell me what's
going on. Well,
that's
the thing. When I finally, you know, again, put my Quantico hat on and got the proof,
mm-hmm.
which is a gut punch, it just feels like your whole life falls apart.
Oof.
And then you do confront and, like, you're like, so this. And then they're like, I don't know what you're. And then, like, you just hold the phone. And you're like, but I have it. And they're like, ha. Yeah, it just really sucks.
I would love to talk to like someone who has been like a serial cheater before in those situations? Like, what is that thought that goes through their mind when they are confronted?
I don't even know if it's, well, maybe we could talk to a serial cheater, but they might have a different story. You realize that people cheat for myriad different reasons. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's never usually about that person. And it took me a long time to figure out that in that situation I was in, it wasn't about me.
Yeah. You're like collateral.
Right. Absolutely. There was so much. And that's why, you know, I've had friends be like, why didn't you put them on blast? And I'm like, that is their own hurt that they're dealing
demon.
With. Exactly. That they deal with. And I hope that it's better, or they found someone that can help them through it. It just wasn't me at that time. But I've always wondered, what is it like when they go, when that person comes to you and they say, hey, something's not right. I know that there's something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where does your mind scramble to? And like, do you have, like, do they have an answer already ready to go because they are doing it? Or do they not think that they're ever going to be caught?
I'm going to tell you something from my perspective. Mm. When I was doing some not so good things at one point in my life. And I won't tell you when that was,
mm-hmm.
to protect all parties involved and myself.
Right.
It's pure panic for me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's like this for everybody. But if I was, you know, I had been doing a couple shady things,
mm-hmm.
obviously not my proudest moment. Right. I like to think of myself having gone slightly crazy a little bit, which is legitimate. Like, you can temporarily go a little nuts.
Absolutely.
For various reasons. Anyway, if you're ever confronted and the person doing the confronting doesn't have proof but has a feeling like you, Miguel, and again, there can't be a blanket statement for everybody in this situation because, again, everyone does this for different reasons. Mostly, they don't even know why.
Right.
But I will tell you from personal experience, you're just terrified. You're, like, paralyzed, frozen, because you know that you're doing some wrong stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have this weird part where you're, like, in my mind, it's kind of justified, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody.
Right.
I'm just, I have to do this.
Mm.
I don't know. It's very complex and very sad.
It is. I mean, I remember talking to this person and, you know, during this, you know, 5-hour long conversation, I remember saying, when you were doing this stuff, did you, like, did I cross your mind? Like, did you think about me at that time at all?
Mm.
And they were like, no.
Yeah.
Because
it's almost like probably, and I can't, again, going to keep repeating, it's not the same for everybody, but your
right.
mind probably is in a different frame, like a different reality.
Yes,
almost.
Absolutely. And that's what, at that time, was hard for me to wrap my brain around, because I just couldn't see how you could do that.
Right.
Like,
and that's the thing. Unless you've experienced having lost your mind slightly and
right.
now are on the other side of it and know what it was, you can't really explain it. And if you haven't been through it, you can't understand it.
Right. Oh, my God. And I, because, you know, especially at that time in my life and since then, you know, I've had situations where, you know, people have like slid up in my DMs and, you know, tried to be like, hey, you know, hey, Miguel, how you doing? I'm always like, no, I got a boyfriend.
Right.
So I couldn't put myself in their brain to be in a point where I would entertain that sort of thought.
Right.
And it was just so foreign to me. And now I sort of understand a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so hard to wrap my brain around at the time.
Yeah. And it's so difficult to understand because it's such a hurtful thing. But it's almost never about the other person. Like when that happened to you, that for sure was not about you.
Right.
Like I said, you were the damaged collateral, and that really sucks. I mean, no one says that, you know, it's okay because it wasn't about you. It doesn't make it okay. It just makes it more about the person and whatever hurt or pain or unhealed issues they're trying to deal with in a very unhealthy way.
I do want to add as a tell-in to this conversation that if you are going through something like this, don't think that this is how every relationship is. Because I've had some friends of mine that have been cheated on and they said out loud, well, why would I want to place this gun into someone's hand and have it at my heart again, knowing that they may cheat again, that if I go to someone else, they're going to cheat because it's just so painful to experience. Why would I want to take that chance again?
Mm. Well, that's still your own damage that you're still healing from.
Absolutely.
Save the time.
Right. And that's not every situation. That's not every person. When you get into a relationship, I always describe it as you are giving that person a gun, loading it up, and it's at your heart. And hopefully you'll go through most of your relationship with them never pulling the trigger. But then because of those unintended consequences, sometimes they do pull that trigger and they break your heart.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that it cannot come back together.
And I want to put this out as well, because obviously common society and knowledge and just general thinking says that the person who is cheated on is the victim and the person who is cheating is the perpetrator, and they're very clear bad guy, good guy lines. And yes, on first blush, that's the case.
Right.
You know, deep down under many, many layers, it's all just a cycle of hurt. And that's where a lot of people get this wrong, because they'll just casually toss out once a cheater, always a cheater. And I'm telling you, that is incorrect. I know it's an easy, and like, where was I looking? I was watching something or I was reading something where it says, if you can never repeat a word in a phrase, that makes it even more powerful. Where it's like, let bygones be bygones. Or, you know, like, whatever. One of those phrases. But this is like, once a cheater, always a cheater. And it's a really easy thing to throw out, especially when you're so hurt and you're looking to just get that hurt off your chest. Or if someone has been a known cheater, to just write them off for the rest of their lives, because once a cheater, always a cheater. And I'm telling you, that is false, because that means that nobody would ever learn anything and nobody could ever become a better person in their life. And that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Like, yes, a lot of people who fall into a trap of relationship cheating, and then it, like you said, like a serial cheater, and that continues to happen, that is a pattern of trauma that they're putting on themselves and that they never truly want to get out of. And that this is so complex, because some people are just narcissists and they don't care and they don't have that emotion button in their brain.
Right.
Not a lot you can do to help those people. That's a mental condition. But then for a lot of people, they just get stuck in these cycles because they don't know how to break out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes them, quote unquote, always a cheater.
Right.
There are a lot of people who have done something wrong, like cheating, realized why they did it, because that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You go to therapy, you sit down with a friend, you comb through what in the world made you do that. It's rarely ever, well, they were hot.
Mm-mm.
So
no.
Rare is no. That the case.
No.
Figure out why they did it. Figure out what they can do to prevent that in the future, because most people don't want to go cheat.
No.
They happen into it. They fall into it. And I know that sounds silly to someone who's never done it, but that's how it happens. That's why why do you think we get so many Tampa Bay secrets that involve cheating?
Well, because it's like one hurt begets another hurt,
yes.
Begets another hurt. And then before you realize it, you're in a situation that you're like, how the hell did I even get here?
Right. And who am I? You're like looking at yourself and you're like, I don't really recognize me. But you have to give people the benefit of the doubt sometimes. Like, maybe don't put yourself in the same situation with the same person if you've been burned, maybe even twice or whatever. But if you can see that there's a person who's working on themselves, like, let's say, like, we had a couple friend, who the guy had an affair, like a long-term, months-long, torrid affair with someone. And then everything was discovered. There was a very big fallout. But the person was like, I got to fix this. They went to therapy. They went to then couples therapy. They worked through all of those root issues that had caused the original cheating situation to happen. And then they went on to be okay.
Yeah.
You know. But that is proof that it can work. It just takes a person a very big and determined person to figure out what happened, why did it happen, and how do I fix myself so that I don't hurt anybody again?
And that's what I hope for the person that did that to me. I see them now in like a what seems from afar a great relationship, and I hold no ill will towards that person, and I hope that things have gotten better for them and that they worked it out. They were able to figure out why, what led them to do all those crazy ass actions. But it's such a difficult situation. And like you said, I think as you get older and you realize it's just not white and black like you thought back in the day.
Right, right. Well, because that's what movies and TV shows always like to
right.
Right, tie it up in a nice, neat little 30-minute or two-hour bow.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you deal with all those complexities in those time frames?
You can't.
So that's why Hollywood makes us think it's black and white, and it simply isn't.
Scott, how do you feel about all this? You've been quiet.
No, I mean, it was just such a good conversation. It's very interesting.
I mean, did it make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. It makes it a lot more... understandable to see, like, again, like, the best way to describe it, it's not black and white. Like,
right.
These situations, whatever you're going through, because everyone's relationship is different.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go through different situations, and you're going to have different obstacles to overcome.
Right.
And it's up to you and the couple to see where you're at in those moments.
And where your line is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Holly, what's all your social media?
Radio Holly on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Scott?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
I'm Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller, everywhere, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Radio Miguel on Facebook. So this is going to be the last podcast until Tuesday, May something. What is it in May?
The 26th.
The 26th. Because we are off. We're taking a little vacation, a mini, mini vacation.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to basically just sit around.
Yeah, that's we're just going to not think for a while.
Not, can't go anywhere. So,
and not talk, probably.
No, don't talk to me about anything complex. I just want to sit.
Mm-hmm.
But we will be back with daily podcast starting next Tuesday. Make sure to listen on the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Spread the word.
Yeah.
Share it to your Insta story. If there's something that really strikes you, we'd love you can tag us in you posting about the podcast on your Insta story. We want to get the word out about what we do every single day. So tag us, rate and review, and we will see you next week.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored from Hot 101.5, made hot by Corona Beer.